The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Have you ever bought something and immediately knew you wasted your money because you were not going to use it? 312-946-4995. I want you to think about that just for a second, because I did that this weekend. It was very frustrating. I was actually going to head, so I live in Park Ridge. I was going to head downtown. I was going to help my brother with something, and he was doing an art fair, because he's an artist and a children's author, and so he was doing an art fair down in Printer's Row, and I was like, oh, I'm going to take the train in today, instead of driving, because the traffic sucks. So I go to the train station. I get there. I'm like ready to go. I paid for the parking. I paid for the ticket, and as soon as I paid for the ticket on my app, there was a thing that came over the loudspeaker that was like, this train from, you know, to downtown to Ogilvie Transportation Center is delayed 58 minutes, like a whole nother hour, because they were doing some work on the track. And I was like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not going. So I was like, I'm instantly just threw that money for the tickets, you know, and the parking. It was a lot of money, but it's just like taking money and throwing it in the garbage. You're like, what if it's so instantly bought it, knew I was never going to use it. Big waste of money. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. Tools. I'm a mechanic. So there's a tool that I thought I was going to use.
Yeah.
Spent the money on it. And I'm still sitting in my toolbox brand new in the wrapping. Never have touched it.
Really? You know what the cool thing about that, though, is? And I don't know if you do that. I do this a lot with electronics and cords and whatever it is. I'm going to leave it there because one day I'm going to need it. You know, I'm not going to return
it. You're going to need it.
Not going to return it.
One day.
Right. And then it's going to be a glorious day. It's like all those memes of the people that save random pieces of wood, right? And they're like,
the dad,
what?
Yeah, the dad that saves the one piece of wood and needs it 30 years later.
That's right. Today I use that one piece of wood. That's going to be you with your tool, man. You're going to call me back the day after you use it, okay?
All right.
What was it? You bought it and immediately knew you weren't going to use it, wasted money. What was it? Could be big, small. 312-946-4995, because I know Joe and I are not the only ones that have done this. I hope, at least. You bought it, immediately knew you wasted your money, you were never going to use it.
Well, I was living in Saudi Arabia for a few years, and I found these shoes in a shoe store. You know Lady Gaga, the shoes that had no like heel on it, but they were the huge platform with no heel on the back?
No, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. She would wear like these awesome shoes on stage that were huge platforms in the front. No heel.
Okay.
And so I'm like, these will be so fun. Where am I going to wear it, though? If I go out, I'm going to drink and I will kill myself. Like, I'm going to break ankles and kill myself. So, like, literally, I sat and had them on a shelf and looked at them for a couple of years and finally just donated them. Maybe.
Oh, you did? You got rid of them? I was going to say, those are storytelling shoes, right? So you keep them on a shelf. You keep them.
Cool.
Right. People come in and be like, where did you get those? You're like, well, I lived in Saudi Arabia for a while and I was a big fan of Lady Gaga. So that's pretty funny. I wish you would have kept them.
I know, right? They'd be really cool on a shelf now.
Yeah, especially because I would have been like, oh, can those make me taller? Bring them to me. I'll wear them. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Robert, what did you buy? Immediately knew you were wasting money.
So it wasn't me. It was actually my friend, but it was a gym membership by New Year's. He was going to try to work out, and he never got to the gym.
You didn't do that to him just now.
No.
You just outed him, right? He bought a gym membership.
100%.
Knew he wasn't going to use it. That's cold, man. Why you got to do him like that?
You know.
What's his name? No, just kidding. Don't tell me.
I will not tell you. He will kill me.
That's very funny. But very relatable, right? A lot of people are probably like, I'm still paying for a gym membership I never use. So.
But I'll get there one day, right?
I'll get there one day. Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Awesome. When my friend calls the radio station and shames me into going. Today is the day, my friend.